Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This whole Belichick thing, have you finally come on board with it? Like, do you like this yet?
Do I like it for entertainment value? Yeah, because I think it would be a train wreck of epic proportions.
What? This is going to be a train wreck? Okay. Finally, we disagree again. Good.
Now afternoon show guest Ross Tucker said he believes Bill Belichick might be the worst college football coach in the history of the game if it came to fruition. And I don't understand it at all. That's a great question. What does McAdoo do? And that's why I think he's going to be out of a job, because I don't think anyone really knows what he does.
No, legitimately, he needs to sit down with the Bobs. And the question should be, all puns aside, what would you say you McAdoo around here?
Yep. And he's like, good point. I'll see myself.
Grandpa Simpson, except I'm not going to come back in the door of Moe's.
Yep. Appreciate the year's salary. Belichick,
by the way, side note real quick. I just feel like saying this to you because I haven't talked football with you in a week. Ja'Marr Chase might be the best wide receiver currently in the NFL and maybe that I've seen since Jerry Rice or prime Randy Moss. Also, Randy Moss, get well soon.
He's in that world. He's absolutely in that
world. Holy smokes, is this guy good? How is he open on every play?
The bigger question is, how do you have Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase in a losing record like they do and lose every game? And they should have lost again. Yep. They should have lost that game.
Cooper rushed all over the place.
Unbelievable. That's also why I adjusted the Andy Hart plan to, if any way you can create idiocy within Mike Brown's brain and he would trade you for your first round pick, Ja'Marr Chase, so you can hand him $150 million. I would
zero chance. In this life, Andy, you need to find you someone who looks at you the same way that Joe Burrow looks at Ja'Marr Chase.
Hey, I'll take Joe Burrow too. Would you trade the number one pick in Drake May for Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase?
And three more number one picks, yes.
No, I would just do it straight up. I'll take Burrow and Chase. You take May and the number one pick.
Wow. That's cost cut. It's a very Bengals move. Would I do that? Yes.
I would do it in a heartbeat. And I love Drake May, but I also love me some Joe Burrow, who has an employee who had to call in the fact that their house was being robbed and the employee's a really hot SI swimsuit model.
All right. We have some live comments. Mac Brown was considered too old, too washed at Texas, and it worked for a while at UNC. Bill has better name recognition and more freedom than Mac will have at UNC. It is the perfect spot for Bill to body bag the haters. So some are already believing that this is a great comeback story for Belichick. Okay, NFL, you didn't want me. Watch what I do in the ACC. I'll turn it into the SEC. We'll be a Big 10 or Big 18 at this point now. I'll turn this program around. I'll deal with the NIL. I'll make this place a destination for college football, which is now basically a pro sport. I agree with Mike Lombardi. It's the number two sport in this country by miles. It is basically a professional sport at this point. I think Belichick transitioning there presents a new challenge for him. I'm with you on the idea that it would. This is Shime's big point. Wouldn't Belichick love to walk out having been only the fourth coach ever to win a Super Bowl and a college national championship, which could be on the table? You saw the way the college football playoff committee chose their teams, SMU getting in over Alabama. Like, this is a merit-based, earned, random opportunity now.
I think this makes sense because of the playoff system, because North Carolina can absolutely get in. I think that is one of the things that's been most overplayed in this story is like, oh, it's a crappy college football program. It's a basketball school. No, it isn't. I mean, it's a basketball school, but it's in this world.
There's a lot of pros at UNC from playing in the NFL, Andy.
I mean, the best quarterback in the NFL went to North Carolina. The best defensive player in the history of football went to North Carolina. Yeah, that was Drake May I was talking about. Sniff.
Wow.
Certainly wasn't Mitchell Trubisky I was referencing.
you like Sam Howell that much?
Nope, wasn't Sam Howell. I probably should clarify that comment. No, so the reason I think it wouldn't work is Belichick's made some really bad decisions in recent years involving young offensive players. Now you're telling me in a world that is run by young offensive players, college football is all about quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs, young offensive players. That's how you win in college football. Everybody knows it. Defense
unless,
is dead.
Unless you're Michigan.
But even they had a running back and a quarterback that both were high-quality NFL prospects. So, and kids want to have fun, make money, live a wild life in college football right now. They want to be the Colorado world. They don't want to be the Belichick world where he craps all over him for 2 hours a day, 4 days a week. And
but what if he changes his POV? What if all of a sudden
I don't think he can.
I don't know.
You think he's going to suddenly be Pete Carroll? Woo! Love it out here, guys. Let's go. Where else would we rather be, guys?
Maybe Jordan, insert her last name or face here. Maybe his girlfriend is like, put a shirt. Look at him. He's showing up in tuxedos on red carpets. He's doing Halloween costume. He's doing cosplay.
He's awkward as F in doing it. And he can't fake it. When he gets in his football world and he starts spinning the damn whistle back and forth, he's going to revert to his old ways because he's an old dog and he's not learning new tricks. And I don't care how much staff he has around him and a GM to recruit and all these positions that he's going to force down North Carolina's throat, I don't think it would work. And, you know, I joked on the radio yesterday, he can't draft wide receivers. You're going to tell me he can pick high school wide receivers and he's going to have these stud wide receivers at UNC? Nope.
And they've got some decent wide receivers down there. Last Josh Downs, Tez Walker.
He didn't get them. Everybody on the planet finds decent receivers these days if you're not named Bill Belichick. He hasn't found a decent receiver in forever. He swings and misses at the position that you could argue is as important as any not named quarterback at the college level.
Andy, I have a question for you, but this is actually a very good question from a viewer on Twitter right now. Vincent, not Brisby. I'm here for all the Vincent Brisby talk. So does Belichick returning to the NFL, would that start his Hall of Fame clock for the pros? Yes. That would activate his Pro Football Hall of Fame clock. Yes.
If he goes to the back to the NFL?
No. If he goes to UNC, then
then he can go in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying that activates the 5-year clock for him.
No, it's not. It's 1 year. If he doesn't coach in the NFL next year, he will be on the Hall of Fame ballot.
Ooh.
They lowered it for coaches, contributors, whatever that category is.
Because they get older. Okay.
So if he doesn't coach in the NFL this year, he'll be going in the Hall of Fame. I mean, I assume, unless they hold some Robert Kraft.
I'm just saying
I'll leave the 1% chance, but otherwise, yes.
Other question I had. So so obviously Patricia will go with him because Patricia is his Mr. Wolf, his right-hand man. Yeah. Ben McDaniels? Is this Josh's brother? What does he do?
He recommended the Patriots take Lawrence Maroney in the first round back in the day because he was the running backs coach at Minnesota.
So he's going to go help.
No, he's got college experience. I think he was on Josh's staff. I forget where he is right now. He's coaching, I believe, in the NFL right now. I think he might be on Houston's staff. Give me a Ben McDonald Google and tell me he's on the Houston Texans.
Ben McDaniels, staff. Who looks like if Josh went on a bender for... Ben McDaniels, American football coach, the wide receivers coach and pass game coordinator for the Houston Texans. Could he become the OC for BB at UNC? That would be interesting.
It would be interesting. But again, I think this is, I still don't really know what to make of it, because it went from me laughing it off as a PR stunt where both sides get a little attention to Bill gave them a 400-page document, and then The Athletic reported that they'd offered him the job and he was mulling the offer. Like,
but now I've heard that he has said yes to it and that there's a 24-hour response window from UNC. So we should be, you should be on the air today. I'm betting you, this is Wednesday, December 11th. I correct. Bet you will be on the air and you will get the news drop. That
well,
will be
or awesome. They're going to extend the window of negotiation. I think he's made just out. I don't think it's real. I think he's made such outrageous demands that he'll take the job if they bow to all his demands, but he thought the demands were so outrageous, no one would.
Can I, is he got a yacht? Is he going to get a helipad? I mean,
like, I serious, I wouldn't surprise me if there were things of that nature, like a freaking rock star rider.
Why not? Podcast. You're Bill freaking Belichick. Whip it all out on the table. No shame. Ooh, good question, Jeff Stenberg. Does Burge leave Bill O'Brien at BC for Bill down at UNC? I got to say, spend some time down there. Andy, wouldn't Triangle area, the Raleigh-Durham area.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
It's a beautiful place. It's a great
super
school.
Blue blood, so
they
preppy.
Have
Belichick's
awesome country. Apparel. Everybody looks good in Carolina blue.
Have you seen their redone? Like, the stadium is nothing to write home about. Have you seen their facilities with all the Jumpman and Michael Jordan money that's been poured in there?
It's tremendous. I don't know if Bears would leave. I would advise him not to, because I think Billy O will be at BC longer than Bill Belichick would be at UNC.
Guys, Bill O'Brien coaching against Bill Belichick next year. Sign me up. Where's the game? It'll be at UNC. We're already.
I don't know how they do their scheduling, but if they want to do it NFL style and have like a fun opener, that should be one of their opening weekend games. BC and UNC. Absolutely.
I'm going. I'm 100% good. I am so
going. I'm going. You can't stop me. I'm going.
I'm going. Who else is going?
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are any of you listeners going?
Bears, can you let's get me go. Tickets? Feels like it might be a pricey.
It's going to be a scene down there. College game day will be down there the first week.
Yeah, McAfee. Nick Saban will be talking about his buddy who, you know, Nick Saban, who quit college because the system is so effed up and against what the way he won, is sent now his best buddy, who's never coached in college, wants to get into college. It makes perfect sense.
But if Bill can get in there and do what Saban said was the impossible, doesn't that just add to his already storied historic?
Oh, I think that's his point. I think it'll crash. Oh, no doubt. I said this yesterday. I don't know if you're familiar with Scouting Principles or whatever the book is Steve Belichick wrote, his dad, in like the 50s. That was widely considered the Bible of football scouting for decades. Beautiful. I think Bill is trying to do a similar thing with this, whatever he called it, the Bill Belichick Bible of an organization. I think he's trying to put his stamp, because college Andy is such a phony. He's shitting. Excuse me.
All right.
Work. He'll be the first one ordering 75 different. Oh, I like Carolina visors. And
I'm telling you. You think
him making it work is irrelevant to me. What do I give a rat's ass whether
if
Carolina.
You guys think there's a lot of Carolina garbage in New England. All right, now we're getting salty. Probably time to wrap up. But if you think there's a lot of Carolina blue gear in New England now with some Drake May throwback jerseys around, just imagine how many more UNC football jerseys you'll see around New England once Belichick goes. And also, Pats fans, listen to this. Here's what happens if Bill Belichick takes the job. You're off the hook. You don't have to. You can miss him all you want. Oh, wait, you don't have to. Now you get to watch Belichick coach every week. Oh, no, you don't have to worry about Bill Belichick coaching the Raiders or the Bears or the Jags or whatever else, and faltering and then having that image of him sad and defeated in your eye. Or you don't have to see him take another team to the Super Bowl like Brady went with Tampa, tearing
what
you apart emotionally.
3-8 in the ACC.
It's not going to happen, Andy. It's not going
to
happen. All right, ready?
Being that to me?
All right, ready? Here we go. 32-minute and 20-second mark. I am betting you a case of Narragansett. Bill Belichick has a winning record his first year coaching UNC football.
Well, what's going to happen when he doesn't even go to UNC football?
Then the bet's off.
Oh, well, if he goes, as he likes to say,
if he goes,
If he goes, he will have a losing record in his first year.
Okay. All right. That is you, audience. You heard it right there. Case against it. Ooh, I can already taste it. Hi, neighbor. All right. Two questions that 10-second answers. If you're the Minnesota Vikings, with the way Sam Darnold has played and the connections he's established with all these receivers and is working so well with KOC, do you trade J.J. McCarthy this offseason? Just a fun football answer. Question. Yeah.
No, because I clearly loved J.J. McCarthy, and in the long term, whatever Sam Darnold is, it's better for the org. If I know what I'm doing and I trust Kevin O'Connell and he knows quarterbacks and he wanted J.J. McCarthy as his franchise quarterback, no, I keep J.J. McCarthy, the young guy on the rookie contract and the bright future.
And Sam Darnold is still pretty young. Like, could you get signed?
No, he is, but...
Do you sign him and trade him? Do you start him next season and then trade him? Do you see if you can do a sign?
I honestly don't know what to do with him. Like, I very rarely say I have no idea. I have no effing idea what I would do, because that's a tough situation.
All right. And your last question. I proposed this yesterday on the quick update pod. So Mason Graham, the defensive tackle out of Michigan, has announced that after his junior season, he's going to leave and go to the pros. If you're the Patriots and you don't love McMillan and nobody is coming up for a quarterback, even though you've got some solid players on defense, if Mason Graham's available fourth or fifth overall, because Drew Rosenhaus said he expects him to go top five, would you take him?
I would. He is widely projected as a top five pick. If you can't trade down, mm-hmm. I would take whoever the best player available is. I've said, this team, we just did the exercise. Let's come full circle here. There's two real keepers on this team. They have two blue chip players, a cornerback and a quarterback. This team needs more blue chippers. So whether it's a wide receiver, an offensive lineman, a defensive lineman, a cornerback, an edge rusher, because there's a Michigan corner that people like up in the draft there too. Mm-hmm. Whoever you believe the best player available is on the board, and I know, Fitzy, you want it to be Genty. You want it to be the running back.
If we trade back and I would take
what if
Ashton.
He's the best on the board at three.
He's not going to be the best on the board at three.
What if he's going to
go in the Josh Jacobs? He'll go higher than Josh Jacobs, but he still won't go high. He'll go
Saquon
in the 10th.
Saquon went two.
Yeah, he's not. He's different than Saquon.
He's not Saquon. I agree with you. He's not.
But is he a difference maker on a team that needs some explosive dynamics? Absolutely.
But yes, back to the main question, the best player available is who they should take if they can't trade down.
100%. I agree with you. By the way, the college football playoffs are going to be awesome.
Yes. I just realized Saturday.
It's
it's like game.
Wait. I'll share it with everyone, and then we got to go, because I know we both have places to drive, things to do, etc. For everyone who isn't unaware of what it's going to be, I think my tweet was that it's going to be one hell of a winter solstice. Saturday, December 21st, the football games on the 21st include, if I'm not mistaken, football from 12, it's football from 12 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And the games also include, I'm sorry, everyone, hold on 1 second. Here we go. We'll wrap it up on this. The solstice will include football games starting at noontime. And I can't find the damn tweet. This sucks. All right. Oh, there it is. Okay. 12 o'clock on TNT, SMU at Penn State, 1 o'clock on NBC, Texans at Chiefs, 4 o'clock on TNT, Clemson at Texas, 4:30 on Fox, Steelers at Ravens, 8 o'clock on ABC, Tennessee at Ohio State. Andy, there's a chance that might be the greatest day of televised football in history.
It's going to be quite enjoyable, and I will be sitting my fat ass, not so fast, thanks to my friends at Awaken 180, my slimmer ass.
Right, they're not sponsoring the punch. Can't wait myself.
I'm bought and paid for, baby, because look at this. Looking good, lean, mean, fight machine.
I should have ended 2 minutes ago. All right, here's your latest Six Rings pod. We'll be back in a couple days, folks. You can always listen to Andy and Arcan.
Yeah, on the afternoon show. How do you guys like it?
I'm fired up. I don't know about you guys.
2 to 6 every day. I'll be back with some more pods. If Har can't make it, we'll find some other quality co-host to keep the Six Rings dream alive, everybody. Thanks for listening, as always. He's at Jumbo Heart. I'm at Fitzy GFY. This has been your latest and greatest Six Rings and Football Things pod. Make sure you tell your friends, listen, subscribe, share, and all that jazz. Happy holidays. Take care. And as always, go Pats.